Exclusive, Representative Riley Moore, there are 300,000 Chinese nationals in our university system. By Hannah Knudsen on March 14, 2025. There are 300,000 Chinese nationals in the U.S. university system. Representative Riley Moore, RWV, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily, laying out the national security risks and explaining why this must end. Moore threw out a stunning data point, telling the Breitbart News Daily audience that 25% of NYU students are Chinese nationals. I mean, obviously they paid more money. But is our national security, I mean, we're allowing an adversary to come over here, get educated in the best research institutes in the world, and one, spy in our research and development programs at which those universities are tied to, and, two, if they don't do that, worst case scenario, take that technological know-how that they've learned here, and then go back to China and use it against us, he said, giving a third option as well. Or three, literally, spy on Americans, which we have caught Chinese nationals on visas with a drone over our naval shipyards down Newport News, Virginia, he said. That has happened also. Moore also noted that the leader of the Palestinian Hamas protest movement at UCLA was a Chinese national on a visa, pointing out that the Chinese are also using this to sow discord in the U.S. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Riley Moore, RWV, March 13, 2025. Now, do you think they really care about that much that they're just trying to destabilize our country? I mean, it's very clear what's happening. I don't remember during the Cold War allowing 300,000 Soviets to come over here and study. And that's what we're doing right now. There's 300,000 Chinese nationals in our university system on visas, he said. His bill, the congressman continued, is very simple. It eliminates it. We're not doing it anymore. No more, no more visas for any Chinese nationals to be able to student visas to be able to study at our universities, he said. If they're currently in a visa right now, once that expires, then they won't have the ability to renew that visa. We're done, he said, noting that the geniuses of the WUD would still have another way to come to the United States via the O-1 visa. That's like the, you know, your Einstein visa, you know. So we have the opportunity to do that. Just for context, the H-1B visa program has 750,000 people in it. There's 300,000 Chinese on student visas. And think about, you know, we've talked about H-1B visa as huge issue. Which it is, certainly it is a huge issue. But you nearly half the amount of people from China on student visas, and nobody's talking about this, he added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.